like banana. Everybody like banana. Banana, banana, banana.
Banana ship to the States.
Banana.
States to America.
Banana.
America to Europe.
Banana.
Europe to yourself.
Banana.
Banana, banana.
This is a Building Bridges, Your Community and Labor Report special. I'm Amy Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash. As the world's top corporate CEOs and government officials gathered at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel last week for the year's World Economic Forum, a few blocks away, an international coalition of organizations held the Public Eye on Davos conference.
At the Public Eye Conference, representatives of non-governmental organizations, the media, and critical economists from developing and developed countries presented their views on the current economic model that has steadily contributed to an international climate of inequality, environmental degradation, and instability.
Among the conference participants was Decima Williams, former ambassador to the United Nations from Grenada, under Maurice Bishop's New Jewel Movement. The former ambassador addressed the impact of Anglo farming on the Eastern Caribbean islands and the global trade in bananas, which has been a staple in food as well as a staple export crop in the region.
The former ambassador discussed how the international global economy has not been working for vulnerable states and vulnerable peoples.
Almost from its inception in 1994, but increasingly over the last few years, there's a tremendous amount of concern both within the WTO and particularly outside of it that the institution is seriously flawed. There's no doubt about that, that the WTO cannot deliver to the peoples of the world the kinds of protocol arrangements that will make for a democratic economy. The rules are not written like that, and I'm not sure that I would agree that even the intentions were supposed to be there. But we know that it cannot. There is need for complete comprehensive review of all these global architectural institutional and policy arrangements. So we are not voiceless. All these institutions have been created, and therefore, we have to have a voice in arguing whether or not they're working and to propose an alternative.
The ambassador points out the link between foreign actors and the global economy, both its structure and its policies on the fortune of the Caribbean colonies today, and the link between that and gender roles.
I will speak a little bit about something that impacts the small islands in particular, and that is the global trade in bananas, which has been a staple export crop in the region. The international global economy is not working for vulnerable states and vulnerable peoples. There is a major link between the following actors: the global economy, the nature and the fortunes of the Caribbean economies today. There's also a link between that and gender roles and gender realities in the Caribbean. And there is a link to bananas and a link to women, particularly poor women, who are often heads of their households. And the short story is that it comes together in a way that is rather pernicious and disempowering for women in the banana sector in particular. There are a large number of negative impacts that these linkages are causing for small banana farmer producers in the Caribbean who are men and women, but I want to speak about the women. What has happened is that their vulnerability in the system have been increased because traditional incomes are declining. Let me back up and talk a little bit about this banana trade. When you go to the store here, we see these beautiful, long, bright yellow bananas that never rot. We buy them, we take them home, they'll stay a week, and as soon as they start to get a little bit brown, we throw them out because they're bad. We want the ones that look shiny and new. Well, those bananas are typically produced on a plantation in Central America. The workers are paid anything from 5 cents on the dollar that banana sales would fetch. There's a fair amount of toxic pesticides being put into the land for this rapid production. The conditions of the workers often mean that they're not allowed to unionize. It produces a kind of consumerist food right, that looks pretty. Its competitor has been the Eastern Caribbean banana. It's also produced throughout the Caribbean region, Jamaica, but particularly in Dominica, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, and Grenada. Those bananas are produced on small plots of land that are family-owned plots, under situations that use limited chemical inputs and pesticides. The small banana producer in the Caribbean has been a very empowered economic actor and has helped to transform post-slavery conditions. We've gotten on average 16 cents to the dollar, whereas our Latin American counterparts get 5 cents per dollar. And in recognition of the ravages of colonialism and slavery, Britain made an arrangement with Africa, the Caribbean, and Pacific countries. Bananas and other commodities enter onto the British market in a preferential way. Now comes the WTO and the ideology of free trade. No special arrangements, right? So Chiquita Dole Del Monte, the international banana cartels, control 94% of the global banana trade, but only 64% of the European market. This was litigated in the WTO for several years, and we now have an arrangement. It allows the arrangement to continue until the year 2006. In 2006, the new arrangement comes in, which is free trade, winner take all, whoever comes in and is able to flood the market. In this transition then from preferential access to free trade rules under the WTO, the banana producers in the Caribbean have suffered. They've also suffered, I hasten to add, because the purchaser, the consumer, we have now decided we want these cosmetic-looking bananas. And therefore, the production has suffered. Farmers have lost their incomes. Large numbers of men and women in these very small countries in particular have lost their livelihood. And there was a big demonstration in St. Vincent a couple of years ago by many former banana farmers who said, okay, so we can't send our bananas to the European market. What can we send? What about marijuana? That's a big cash crop. The women, on the other hand, it appears, have had a different experience. Men and women have gone into construction, tourism, other services where they can make a livelihood if they have the skills and so on. But I must tell you that a number of women, I understand that there's a tendency now to go into sex tourism. That's the alternative that we are being offered in parts of the Caribbean as a result of the decline of the banana sector.
Decima Williams discusses how the September 11th disaster is being used to mask the circumstances of basic survival. She discusses how globalization has created more and more structural inequality and more poverty. Decima Williams proposes that consumers think global and act local.
What can we do then if there is this link between how the global economy treats small producers, who makes the rules, the fact that women in some of our countries are single heads of household, and even when they are not, they are responsible for bringing in income into the household and are now finding themselves without a sustainable livelihood. What are we to do? You know, in the 70s, there was a slogan that said, think global and act local. That, in fact, the response to September 11 is being used to mask this crisis that we are engulfed in, a crisis of just basic survival. This globalization has created so much consolidation. I think, on the one hand, it has created more and more structural inequality and more poverty. And on the other hand, it's consolidated power for the powerful. And at the same time, you've got an impoverishment. People who have had incomes from trade that has been less controlled and contained under the WTO rubric are now losing their livelihoods. If we can hold on to the idea that we have a right to development, we have a right to a decent livelihood, you can support the Caribbean and support its small farmers. Part of it is to get the rules rewritten, and therefore attention to NAFTA, to the free trade of the Americas, free trade area of the Americas. But then there is something we can do as consumers. We can actually buy the products that come on the market that are from the alternative sector. Now, you will not get Windward Islands bananas here in the United States, thanks to Chiquita Dole and Del Monte and other historical arrangements. You will get them in Europe, so you can call up your friends and relatives over there and tell them, go to Tesco's and go to the supermarket and buy Windward Island bananas. They are sweeter. They last longer. They are better for your body because they have less chemicals and less pesticides. And they are better for the farmers who get a higher percentage of the dollar. So fair trade or organic bananas is just a basic consumer movement.
This has been a Building Bridges, Your Community and Labor Report special report, filed by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.
Banana, 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 banana.